Welcome to Fantastic Females, our adventure to finding the mythical island of freedom together. I'm Kalyani.
And I'm Rupali. We are your next door finance experts sharing our experiences in the world of money and energetics.
So today, let's look at how we are getting ready for 2023. It's just around the corner, less than 4 weeks away. And Rupali and I are going to go into everything that's in our heads about 2023. It's going to be a mix of investments, work, and a lot of energetics.
Yes, more energetics from my side. So I feel like the year end is, you know, it can get stressful. You're closing the year from a corporate perspective, work, there's just so much happening. However, I find that it's the best time of the year because you're able to kind of set yourself up for the upcoming year. You're able to kind of reflect, take a step back, reflect on the year that's just passed. And what shifts do you want to make in your life?
Yeah, exactly. Do you have any like emotional attachment to 1st of Jan in the sense like, do you really want to celebrate a new year?
Not really, actually. I think it's just more done mindlessly.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't realize this until 3-4 years ago that I really don't care about what I'm doing for New Year's Eve, for example. I will not pay crazy amounts to be in a specific place to watch a specific fireworks show, etc.
No.
I'd rather have something low-key, but for me, it's more a start of a new phase, and it's a restart, and I quite enjoy that. I quite enjoy having a time that prompts me to reset intentions, to reflect on the year before, but I'm more like forward-looking and more excited about what I want to do.
100%. I also look at it in the same way. It's not so much about, oh, 1st Jan, you know, health goals, this, that, none of that for me, because that just puts me off. But it's more about, like you said, looking forward to, you know, thinking about, it's a new chapter, right? It's a celebration. I mean, we've just all been through 2-3 years of COVID. To be alive in 2023 is like amazing, especially when the world was supposed to end like 30 years ago. So I think I look at it as like a celebration and also just kind of reflection in terms of what I want to do with my life. And so a huge part of me is being mindful about how I spend my time, how I spend my energy. And I've been driving towards that over the past year or so, I'd say, at the very least. I mean, actually, from 2020, I went off social media completely in 2020 to cut that noise out of my life, to really spend my energy and time more mindfully. And I'm moving more and more in that direction. So going back to our asset and liabilities chat in our previous podcast, just revisiting what's adding value, what's detracting value, what do I want in my life, what do I not want in my life, and doing like a bit of a spring clean. I mean, it's winter in Dubai, it's summer in many other parts of the world, but I'm doing my spring clean where, you know, whether it's looking at my photo gallery on my phone and just deleting endless screenshots.
I did that as well.
Or the courses I've signed up to, just reflecting on one, even if I'm halfway through it, is there a need for me to finish it? Because have I learned what I needed to from that and now I can move on? Or am I attached to the certification, right?
Ah, that's very interesting.
So I'm kind of now mindfully spending my time where by default in the past I would be like, no, I must get that cert. Oh, almost there. But no, I don't need to. Wardrobe, spring cleaning the wardrobe. I met a couple of friends yesterday and we discussed cleaning the wardrobe. If I have not worn it for the past 6 months or the last 2 seasons, definitely don't need it anymore. Give it away. And just general clutter in life. Just make space for the new year, fresh energy. And so that's what I'm focusing on currently.
Yeah, I recently had a chat with my coach and she helped me remember that my word for 2022 was clarity. So a lot of times, personally, what I see is I don't reflect in the sense of seeing my wins. And a lot of the wins only come in terms of financial terms, very frankly. You see your achievements in material terms, financial terms, about what you've started, what you've executed. But I don't tend to recall mental shifts. And this year has been all about that for me. And I'd even forgotten setting an intention for clarity, but I've got so much clarity through 2022, and a lot of it has been decluttering my energy space, like you just said. And for 2023, the word for me is stability. And a lot of stability comes from building consistency for me. And I think it feels like I'm ending a season of signing up to things and being in that learner energy, which I truly resonate with. If there's anything that I love doing in life is learning more. But then there needs to be a time where I consolidate all my learning, let it really seep in, live the learnings, give it space to come through in my life, and then kind of take the next phase on.
I think we've both done this subconsciously or consciously through our coaches, through our just personal growth journey. And, you know, what would you suggest our listeners could do to kind of set their intention for the upcoming year?
A lot of us think of where we want to end up at the end of the year or what our goals are. A lot of the times the goals kind of highlight a common thread that goes through them, which is the core value that's representing you at this point in time. So for me previously, for example, there have been years where balance was my theme and I wanted to have a good balance between my work and life. There have been years where growth was my theme. There have been years, and it just comes from the fact that growth was a year when I had already set up my business and I wanted to see it grow, and all my goals were lining up to that. Not to say that this year, for example, if my goal is stability, not to say that growth will not be a focus. It just means that anything that doesn't align with that core value is getting crossed out from my life automatically. So like Rupali just said, in terms of courses or in terms of trainings, in terms of courses I'm offering or services I'm offering as well, I'm making a decision based on what consistency I will be able to provide in terms of my time and energy. If that doesn't fit into my routine with pleasure and ease, then that's just not sitting right with me right now.
Yeah, 100%. I think just looking back at your lives, taking a step back and saying, what is it that I'd like to achieve? It doesn't have to be for the next year. It can be for the next 6 months. It can just, you know, be for the next midterm, whatever you define that to be. What would I like to achieve concretely in the physical world out here? And then link it back to what is the common thread, like you said, around between all of those things that you'd like to achieve. And you kind of, that's an overarching core value that's driving it. And so we'll definitely go into that core value discussion and how to kind of figure that out for yourself. But that's a good way to start. Something that I've been using to help me guide my time, energy, where I use it, is human design. I don't know if many of you have heard of it out there, but I know Kalyani, we've yep. had so many conversations around this, and it's like my yep. favorite thing.
To explain it a little more, it's a bit like a personality test, right? For our lay person out
yes.
there. It's a bit of a personality test, and there are 6 types of co-personalities. We'll probably do a separate episode on human design. There's
4, I think. Yeah. So manifesting generator / generator, which is clubbed as 1, reflector, manifestor, and
projector. Yes.
So, and within that, there are many broad categories. So like Kalyani said, it's like your soul's blueprint. You know, that's what you want from within, whether you know it or not. For me, I'm a manifesting generator. And what that means is I should let my gut kind of tell me what's for me and what's not for me. And so if there's something that, you know, for the next year, for example, I know very clearly that I want more space in my life. I want to live very mindfully. That really fuels me. So whatever fuels me is what I do. Human design is a tool that kind of gives you a very high level point to kind of keep in mind when you're driving your life. And tools like this can help guide you in terms of what your core values are.
Yeah, it's been so eye-opening for me. And again, my coach helps me with this as well. So I'm a manifester, which means that I'm usually the initiator. I take the first step and my energies go up and down in terms of how I'm able to sustain it. And that's how I'm meant to operate. And while I'm like that, the majority of the world is built on the generator model, which is more about execution, sustenance, consistency. And a lot of the programs that you see, whether it's fitness, mindset, all of that, even financial progress, is around consistency, daily action, habit forming. And it hasn't sat well with me for a while, and there was a lot of pressure, guilt around not waking up at 5 a.m. as regularly as I would like to, etc. But now that I know that I'm a manifester, I'm aware of the fact that it's easy for me to start things off, which is why I'm building the stability and consistency for this year. And very frankly, for me, that could look very different to what it could look like for Rupali or anyone else. So maybe my habits would not be daily wake up at 5 a.m. Instead, it could be whatever I wanted to achieve from that extra hour. I carry on doing that every day based on when I feel in the vibe for it. Or I could have a weekly target or a monthly target where I know that I've worked out 5 times a week and that gives me a little bit of a leeway. It could have a target such as I've invested, let's say, $500 over a period of a month instead of having it for the first of every month going out of my account. So it could play in very many ways, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's all about mastering your energy type and doing what's best for you. So while we live in this world where we're all expected to work for corporates, or we're not expected really, it's self-imposed, but this is how we grew up. And so when different people, you see people are driven in very different ways. So it's all about getting to know yourself better. And that's my theme for the year, to get to know myself even more and live in the best way that suits my blueprint based on human design and many other different things. So this is just an introduction on human design. There's a lot to it, and it can overwhelm you, but I've taken a couple of things and I've said, okay, these are the 2-3 things that I'm going to bear in mind when I'm living. It's not about, that's what it is. It's all about living for you instead of living in a way that you feel like you should be.
Yes, 100%. So some practical actions of what I'm focusing on, and I almost feel like I've turned the switch of 2023 on in my head already, even though we're in December right now, but it really leads up to it. And I quite like that. I like the run up to things so that I'm all settled by the time I want to see the impact on my life. And what I'm doing is I'm focusing on 3 things in the day. So I want to do something every single day for myself. I want to do something every single day for my family. And I want to do something every single day for work. So normally for me, it ends up looking like about 6 to 8 hours dedicated to work, whether that's content creation, fueling my community, speaking to my team, thinking about future. And I think this has been a big shift in my thinking as well. Previously, I've spoken to Rupali about this. Content creation or talking to people in the community on Discord, for example, or on Instagram, or speaking to my team who I feel like are more friends than team members, didn't feel like work, you know. Coming from a corporate culture, it felt like, oh, what's my agenda for today? I'm going to make some videos for Instagram. And it just didn't feel like work. I don't know how to explain that sensation. Whereas it's taken me some time now, and I think I'm there, to consider that as the work. It is part of my work, and the fact that I enjoy it and don't consider it as work is a big positive.
100%.
So if I've got that, and then anything for myself generally tends to be something around healing, coaching, my meditation practice, and then some time with my family. So I work in 2 chunks of my day generally. I work in the mornings, and then I have 3 hours or so dedicated to spending time with my son and my husband once he's back from work. And then I carry on in the evenings. So to be true to that, once I've done all of this, then anything on top of this is a bonus.
Yes, and that's the best way to be living. Live the way you want to live, right? And
yeah.
You don't have to categorize everything in terms of work or personal life. It can all kind of merge into one and be a big party all day long.
Yeah, exactly. This is just the structure-driven person in me trying to put some structure, but just sharing it so it could be helpful to anyone listening out there. Let's talk about how we are thinking about the markets, how we are preparing our investments, our financial reality, Rupali.
I think what that means for me is to understand, you know, I live, breathe and eat markets all day long. And so what that means is to really summarize in my head, okay, there's been all this noise this whole year. What are the overarching themes? What's playing out? What can be expected in the next year? And how can I? So it's all about learning, as it usually is for me. But it's all about learning in this context in terms of what does it really mean? Okay, you can know all the theory of it, but what can I do with it today? And so that's my starting point. Then secondary to that is, okay, now how do I action on it? Do I invest somewhere? Do I feel like there's a gap somewhere where I need to upskill myself? Or do I, you know, in terms of markets, that's where it is. And I think, you know, I'm almost tempted to take your course, your starter pack, because it brings it down to the basics. Because even us as professionals, you know, studied all these degrees and charters and things like that, sometimes it just becomes this complex world in our heads. And sometimes all you need is like a restart.
I'm so glad to hear this, because I, like I said, I have a big part of me which is seeped in the learner energy, and I could carry on taking courses, and I really enjoy that aspect. But it's nice to know that even as a professional working in corporate around finance, you still find that learning is a big aspect in terms of being good with the markets, right? There's always new news coming up. There's always new trends coming up. And we always need to keep interpreting them for what they mean for us or our organizations. So I'm definitely at the right place. But I am also spending these 4 weeks just really seeping into my core expertise, really kind of talking the talk, walking the walk in terms of managing my own investments, reviewing all the companies that I have already a share of, and cutting my losses where I don't see any value without any emotional baggage, which is pretty much what it comes down to. And just increasing my awareness more so of changing times in the markets as well. It feels like sentiments are beginning to change in the market, Rupali, personally, from what I see. And just being seeped into that knowledge, I think, is quite nice for this time of the year.
Yeah, I think so. We've covered a wide range of things you can kind of do to set yourself up for the next year, whether it's from a personal growth perspective, whether it's from a knowledge perspective, whether it's from an investments perspective.
Last thing also on the practical side of things is it's important to have a cash reserve to be able to make these investments. It's all well and good learning about what you should be doing or looking at companies that might be going up. But if you don't have the cash to buy the stocks, then you are pretty much stuck. Energetics would not be able to help you in that case, in that very moment. So it is probably a good idea to stack some cash up if you don't have an emergency fund, to focus on that during this time of businesses bombarding you with consumerist ideologies, constant adverts about buying their products. It might be good to be mindful of that emergency fund and an investment fund maybe that you could work towards for the next year.
Definitely.
And with that, we'd like to bring this episode to an end. It was more of a personal share about how we're getting ready for the next year. A lot of it actually was energetics, but hopefully you all are on the same page with us about energetics leading all the practical steps. The so-called practical steps of what we see externally truly comes from how you feel internally.
So with that, we bring this episode of our financial adventure to an end. Please follow us on all social media platforms at Fantastic Females.
None of the information provided is financial advice, and Fantastic Females is not a financial advisor.
The information provided is educational only. It is general in nature and does not take into account your personal circumstances.
Please use your own due diligence before making any financial or investment decisions